Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Senate has approved a measure meant to avert a rail strike in just a week without the paid sick days rail workers have been asking for. According to NPR, senators passed the bill to force unions to accept a tentative agreement reached earlier this year between the railroad managers and make an imminent strike illegal without making any changes by a vote of 80-15. The Senate also rejected a measure to offer paid sick leave by a measure of 52-43. President Joe Biden applauded the move and vowed to sign it as soon as Congress sends it to his desk, which could happen later today. The Clean Fuels Alliance America criticized the EPA's proposed renewable fuel standard volumes for 2023 through 2025 for undercutting investments in biodiesel and renewable diesel capacity. The minor increase for biomass-based diesel volumes in 23, 24, and 25 are below the industry's existing production and ignores the clean fuel industry's significant investments in new capacity. The group says those volumes provide no additional space for sustainable aviation fuel and short-circuit the nation's carbon emission goals. By the end of this year, U.S. farmers will have generated huge income numbers for the ag sector. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
In a few weeks, when U.S. producers close the books on 2022, they will have taken overall farm sector income to
record high levels.
Spiro Stefano runs the USDA's Economic Research Service, which has just released its new farm income forecast for 2022, and it shows net cash farm income will be just under $188 billion.
That's a 26.5% increase over 2021.
Adjusted for inflation, it would be the highest net cash income since at least 1929. If you look at net farm income, which includes the value of stocks on hand and such, look at that and you'll
see an increase of nearly 14% to $160.5 billion.
Adjust that for inflation, and it's the highest since 1973. Stefano says higher incomes are being generated not by big increases in production, but rather very high prices, propelling cash receipts 24% above last year.
Sorghum is a crop that is quickly gaining popularity among farmers both worldwide and here in the U.S., and students from one local school got a chance to learn more about it at a special presentation this week. Nate Bloom, the executive director of the Nebraska Corn Sorghum Board, visited the North Fulk High School and talked with FFA members about sorghum and its usages.
In the last few years, we've actually seen a number of new products or existing products that have changed their formulas to include sorghum, and that's only going to continue to grow.
This is Inside Agriculture.